Last week, I told you about new research into using aromatic oils to treat various health conditions, including inflammation, heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. Today, we'll begin a series about some of the plants that provide the basis for these aromatherapy studies, starting with perhaps the most popular scent, lavender. There are at least 28 species in the genus Lavandula, and most of them have their native roots in the Mediterranean, where hot sun and dry soil are suited to a tea for producing aromatic oils. Lavender's medicinal values have for centuries been recognized as producing a sense of calm and well-being. However, lavender got its name from the Latin verb lavo, meaning to wash, and it has long been associated with cosmetic uses. I find it ironic that an herb named by a Roman civilization that was renowned for public baths and sophisticated waterworks was most highly used by a later civilization that heralded the unwashed and unclean and avoided bathing as if it were the plague. Indeed, many of the crowned heads of Europe in a supposedly enlightened era believed water to be a major carrier of disease. And they were probably right, as most public waterways were contaminated by raw sewage. Hence the need for something to mask the smell of a body that never bathed, and hence the proliferation of Lavandula augustifolia in forms called Spanish, French, and English lavender. In the 1500s, an additional reason for the rampant aversion to bathing had to do with the high cost of producing soap. In 1562, 4 pounds of harsh, gray, oily soap cost as much as a whole pig. Lavender water was relatively inexpensive to produce, and sprigs of lavender were sold by the handful in an effort to deodorize clothing and bedding. Hence, lavender became a resident in every cottage garden. The art of extracting oils and creating perfumes required more skill, and the costs of those products reflected the olfactory artist's labors, as well as the prized oils that were a necessary part of his trade. Fashion hysteria also got into the act, as the dirty linen of society was literally aired in public with a good dousing of the latest scent from London or Paris. Lavender was a key ingredient, being less costly than Egyptian frankincense or other exotic oils that had traveled the spice route from the Far East. Lavender's affinity for the hot sun and chalky soils of the Mediterranean makes it a natural for success in our part of the world. Once planted, it asks for little and will give back its most potent smells if water is sparse and nutrients are hard won. If you want it to stay a while, it will need some protection in winter, as it is a tender perennial. I plant it in a protected area and blanket the roots with heavy mulching to get it through most of our high plains winters. You may find some dieback, but cutting back to 3 or 4 inches above ground in the spring will produce multiple buds that will soon create a 2 or 3 foot lavender shrub. The scent of lavender leaves and flower stalks is one of the joys of summer. So plant it where it can be jostled and pinched and handled. Its scent has a calming effect and is often used as a sleep aid or a room sachet. Indeed, during these sometimes stressful times, every garden and gardener should have a touch of lavender.